Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A tense race against time in Lapeer Township Monday evening, where firefighters battled more than just flames. Crews were called out just after 6:20 p.m. to a home on Baldwin Road, but getting there wasn't straightforward. A passing train briefly blocked emergency vehicles, delaying their arrival by precious minutes. When firefighters finally reached the scene, they were met with the garage fully engulfed in fire, flames threatening to push into the rest of the home. Acting quickly, crews knocked down the blaze in just over 10 minutes, stopping it before it could spread into the living space. Officials say the fire appears to have started near the garage or nearby shed, though the exact cause is still under investigation. The attached garage and part of the home's interior were damaged, while smoke and water impacted the interior. Fortunately, no injuries have been reported, but the residents have been displaced. Authorities continue to look into what sparked the fire. And a potential breakthrough in the fight against Lyme disease is drawing attention across Michigan, where cases are quietly climbing and health officials are urging caution. A major pharmaceutical developer says early trial results for a new Lyme disease vaccine show more than 70% effectiveness in people ages 5 and older. If approved, it would mark the first widely available vaccine for a disease that continues to impact thousands, including a growing number of Michiganders. Here in the state, the threat is no longer limited to wooded hiking trails. Health officials report Lyme disease is spreading with some areas, like parts of West Michigan, seeing sharp increases in recent years. In one county alone, cases jumped by more than 60% in 2025. Lyme disease can start subtly. Fatigue, headaches, even mild dizziness, but can quickly escalate into serious complications like nerve damage, joint pain, and long-term health issues if left untreated. And for some, the effects linger for decades. Health officials say that's part of the danger. Many people never even realize they've been bitten by a tick. The vaccine candidate is still awaiting federal approval, and even if it clears that hurdle, state and national health agencies would need to weigh in before it became available to the public. For now, experts say prevention remains key. Check for ticks after spending time outdoors. Act quickly if one is found, and don't ignore early symptoms. But with promising science on the horizon, there's cautious hope that Michigan could one day see fewer lives disrupted by a disease that can start with a single bite and change everything. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a major change is on the way for Bad Axe Schools. In a unanimous vote Monday night, the school board approved a plan to consolidate the district from 3 buildings down to 2 starting next school year. District leaders say the move is aimed at improving efficiency, strengthening academics, and addressing a growing budget gap. Currently estimated at around $800,000 and projected to rise if no action is taken. Under the plan, grades 6 through 12 will be housed in the current high school, while younger students will move into the former middle school, which will become a new elementary building. The shift is expected to save the district hundreds and thousands of dollars annually, helping avoid deeper cuts like staff layoffs. Officials also say bringing grade levels together will improve collaboration and enhance learning opportunities. Still, some community members have voiced concerns about student safety, readiness of the new spaces, and the lack of a clear timeline. While construction could begin as early as the summer, details are still being finalized. District leaders maintain the plan is necessary to protect the district's financial future, calling it a rare opportunity to cut costs without cutting classrooms. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.